You're listening to the Capture Paranormal Podcast.
Welcome to Capture Paranormal Investigations Paranerd Talk. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing New Age technology as voted on by our fans and friends at on Twitter at Capture Paranorm and Facebook, facebook.com/CaptureParanormal. So my name's Jason, we got Bryce, we got Nikki, Kevin, John. How are you doing today, guys?
Good.
Excellent.
Great. Wonderful.
All right, so like I said, we're going to be talking about New Age technology, so phone apps and whatnot. Let's take it back to the beginning, some of the original ways people search for evidence of the paranormal. Bryce, you want to explain some of the traditional ways?
Oh, sure. So we got traditional ways, probably the most basic ways will be having like a digital audio recorder or just any kind of audio recorder. Going back, I think it was Thomas Edison, if we go back that far, originally invented the phonograph as a way to be able to record voices for spirits of the dead. And first EVP that was supposedly caught was by a bird watcher who was using a recording device. I forget exactly his name and what he was using, but he was using a recording device to record bird songs. And when he was listening back to them, he got a voice over on it, which kind of led into this whole recording audio to listen for EVPs.
So we have audio.
Yeah.
What else? Kevin, what else we got?
Traditional-wise,
yeah.
We have video cameras. That's always was a bonus because that does video and audio at the same time. We've captured both video and audio, or you can catch it on the audio. You kind of, the way we do it, like we've learned, I guess, over the past, 8 years that we've been doing that, and you've been just as long as I, or a little bit longer, and you can match up EVPs on recorder to a video. And you can also debunk it that way as well. That's the other form of traditional equipment that we use.
There's been rare occasions where EVPs have been caught on the camera, where they aren't caught on recorders after.
Yep. Okay. We also have EMF, right?
Yep.
So the K2 millimeter.
K2 millimeter, yeah. To do EMF. Mostly, I like to use those more to debunk because high EMF fields can cause that creepy paranoia feeling that you get. But it's when, so you debunk those, but it's when you are in the middle of the room, like in the middle of the room here, and there's an EMF field. That's hard to explain. That's what an EMF reader is really good for.
All right, so going from traditional to more modern, like, how has it evolved? Was it with computers, technology? John, what do you think?
Yeah, there has been a bunch of evolution, I guess, between traditional versus newer technology. So now the technology is becoming, I guess, smaller and
cheaper,
yeah, easier to use. There's a whole bunch of those, and now obviously with apps, I guess we want to dive into that right now, but there has been a bunch of those that have been created to cover some of the more traditional means, you know, and maybe even put them all together. So
yeah, so going forward, besides phone apps, which we'll touch on in a bit, what other kind of new tech are available at the moment that you guys know of?
Well, the Kinect system is the most, seems to be the most recent, I guess, fun tool or toy to play with.
There's, what's that one, my daughter was telling me about it, the Wonder Box or something like that?
Yeah, it's on, what's that, Paranormal Lockdown?
Yes.
Nick Groff uses that. It's like what we use. It's like the Echo Box, it's like the Spirit Box. It basically just filters out.
Radio frequency type.
Yeah, I've seen the guts of it, one, and it's like two spirit boxes mixed together with a sound mixer in there to filter out that.
You can get them for like $1,000 US.
About $1,500. Yeah. I'm sure it was about $200 or $300 before Nick Groff had it on TV, and then it shot up to about $1,500.
There was another one I remember on that they used on Ghost Adventures.
They've used so much. Like, and then they're the reason that we have so much.
Yeah.
The Kinect, I know they're mostly known for, right?
It's called the SLS system.
That's it.
And there's all different versions of it. I've heard people doing the Xbox One Kinect camera with it now. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's got the dual lens, so you can get like a 360 version. So it like actually scans the entire room, not what's directly in front of you. But it's an incredibly flawed system.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I gotta say, with that, the software itself is designed to look for a human form, in order to be able to do the tracking and for your Xbox games. So it's designed to look for that, and it creates its own pareidolia, or is that how you pronounce it? Pareidolia.
Yeah.
So it creates its own. It's the software itself. Like, it might see like a speck of dust here and a speck of dust here, and it'll think, oh, that's somebody's shoulders. So then create a body around that.
Pareidolia.
Yes.
Is
where you see.
It forms it in your mind, what you see.
Yeah.
It's kind of like matrixing, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the human brain is conditioned to see faces. It's the first thing that we're able to distinguish as an infant is the human face. So we see faces in everything. You look at an electrical outlet, you see a gasping face on it, and so on. So, so when you get like fuzzy pictures and stuff, you're going to pick out, oh, there's eyes, there's nose, there's a mouth.
All right, so moving forward, let's talk about phone apps. Has anybody actually downloaded any of these ghost apps? Nikki, have you downloaded any ghost apps before?
My goodness, I haven't even downloaded the Facebook app, okay? I am app unfriendly, unfortunately.
You still use the old-timey thumbs up?
Exactly. I don't even know what Messenger is, okay? And I keep getting invited to it, so.
So we'll roll back to the Echo Box, because that's something we use in the field. But what other apps are out there? Like, say, for instance, the Ghost Hunter app.
I think the most popular is like the Ghost Radar.
Ghost Radar is one of them.
It's one that just about everybody uses. That
let me just look up. There's so many. Like,
I know.
Because you can get the worst. I think the worst in the.
You mean that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my goodness gracious!
It turned off there, my friend.
You're advertising Facebook for us now.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
That's royalties.
Facebook, Dad, you're just getting a letter. You said it here.
You type in Google Play Store, and I'm sure the Apple App Store is the same. You just put in Ghost Detector, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like every one, it does the same thing.
Wow.
Ghost Radar Classic, Real Ghost Detector, Ghost Detector Camera, Ghost Detector 3D. It just goes on and on and on and on. It's ridiculous.
So we dissect these. They're all basically the same thing.
They all do the same thing.
Yeah.
They entertain you. That's what they do.
I've got an app on my phone, and I always keep this app on my phone because it's actually a really good one. It's the Sensor Multi-Tool. And your phone does have a bunch of sensors built into it, the accelerometer to tell it how fast it's moving and which orientation, like if it's in landscape mode or if it's in portrait mode, tell it what the temperature is, because if the phone gets too hot, it will shut down. It also has, like the GPS, it does also have, that's the accelerometer, there is a magnetic sensor in it. And that's so the phone knows where your finger is when you touch the phone.
Do these apps use this kind of tech to?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah. So like it's got an EMF detector built into it. And so these apps are utilizing this EMF sensor that's built into it. And it's a tri-field EMF. So you can see. I don't think you can see there.
Basically, it tells you energy.
No, can't see it. So yeah, you can see what the electromagnetic field is on the X, Y, and Z axes. So the ghost radar and stuff like that will tie into that. And I'm not exactly sure, like, I haven't dissected the program or anything like that, but I would imagine that it would take that, and where it gives the blips, you know, it'll show like a blip over here or a blip over here, is based off of what it's detecting in that X, Y, and Z axis.
So what could it essentially be picking up in those sections that's saying there's a spirit?
Just EMF, the same way that a K2 meter or a mel meter would.
Say a light or a...
Yeah.
A wall outlet.
Exactly. Or even itself, because the phone kicks off EMF. So the phone will kick off EMF because of the Wi-Fi antenna and because of the data antenna.
Right.
Whenever it makes a connection out to Wi-Fi or into the LTE or 3G or whatever network, it kicks off a EMF, or it kicks off a electro field to connect, so...
All right, so were there any other apps that you guys know of besides the ghost detector type app and the Echo Vox, which we'll talk about?
Well, the worst of the bunch is the ghost cameras.
Oh, God, yes.
It takes your camera, you take a picture, and you insert a ghost into it.
Yes.
And then you send it to ghost hunting groups like us or
yeah.
TAPS or whoever.
Yeah.
And say, this is in my house, can you help me? And it's like, well... No, I'll just delete your phone app.
Yeah,
and like, you're fine. Like, it's amazing. It's no different than people sending orb pictures or light rod pictures or
now
like when you have say seasoned investigators like us that can spot it a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the new groups that are forming or that don't know the difference between photography or light fractions or whatever the things that cause these things in pictures, then they believe it's a ghost. Like, I've seen legitimate ghost hunting groups pass these off as real.
Yes, I was just going to
say
that.
The little girl in the dress that's been in like a gajillion photos around the world from Japan to Alaska to here, and people are passing it off as real.
There was one group in the state somewhere.
We won't mention any groups by name.
No, I forget their name anyways. But I saw on their Facebook page that they were using those as evidence, mm-hmm. and they would charge like $500 to cleanse somebody's house. So it's like they would take a picture.
For their own advantage, pretty much.
Yeah. Negative, so they would take negative. A picture with that little girl in the plaid dress or whatever and say, oh, look, you got a ghost in your house, and then do their hocus pocus and take a picture again without it and say, hey, it's all clean now. So give us $500. We're good to go.
Mm.
Now for legitimate apps, going back to like that sensor tool, there are others that I have downloaded on my own.
Are there audio apps like for EVP, you know, catching EVPs or?
Yeah, there are some, but
in my head, there would be some that they would just insert.
A lot of them
I think
are like,
I've used one before.
Like they just insert. Like the ghost camera.
Yeah.
Like, I've used it and I just let it sit there and I won't even talk. Like just let it run for a couple minutes, and then you get like the whispers in the background. So it's injecting words into your voice recorder.
So the phone has a voice recorder built into it. Just use that.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Echo Vox now, since that's something we use during our investigations.
Well, it's
just explain what the Echo Vox is.
Well, the Echo Vox is it's made by Big Beard Corporation. They make a few apps on the store for the amount that they charge, right, Mike? They should. I hope it works.
What's its purpose?
It's a random word generator, but it's not like
it doesn't use dictionary words.
No, it's just like bleh, ze, ze. We're kind of second guessing it. I know we were at the last place, at my mother-in-law's place. If it actually like puts help and get out and
the standard
the kind of
what spirit
trigger
spirit
words
talk.
Trigger words that would kind of get you ramped up because like even if you're not asking any questions, it'll spit those words out. Like it'll say help or get out or but the way it works is it kind of breaks it up like
It's kind of essentially like a digital spirit box, hey? Where
kind of.
The Shack Hack was just a radio that would scan frequencies.
Yeah, and you could speed it up.
And you could speed it up, yeah.
The thing with the spirit box is that you can play it backwards. That's the big draw to it.
Yeah.
So if any words are coming through, it's going to be... Like, if it comes forward, like mm-hmm. if you're talking normal, like, help me, or get out, or whatever, because it's playing backwards, it should say the word backwards, not say it forward, so it's... But with the Equivox, it's... Because we've been using it almost two years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to deny that it doesn't work when it's saying relatives of my wife's past... Japanese names. Mm-hmm. Like it's hard to say that that's not real, I guess, mm-hmm. or legitimate, or like when she was, the first time we were at my mother-in-law's house and I'm asking the kind of family questions and you're getting Kiko and Sumi and like not the short forms of their names, because my mother-in-law goes by Sue, like it was Sumi, like it was like the full, mm-hmm. full word. And when you start asking the, previous owners before my in-laws was my wife's grandparents. They built the house, and when they're giving the names of those two and you're asking the direct question to the relatives, and people were hearing a Japanese accent.
Yeah. And or when we were out in Rondeau and it was speaking French.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just switched.
I could clearly pick up the French that it was saying.
Mm-hmm. But then there's others like the other, like last week when we were at our house, and like you just kind of listen to it and like you hear the help or get out, and it's the same voice, mm-hmm. right? Like, because a lot of times, like when it comes over the Ghost Box, the Echo Box, the voice changes.
Yeah.
Like when it went to French, like you could hear the voice, like that's when we're using it. I listen for like a tone change or
yeah.
a voice change, because we've used it enough. I know. Kind of the injected words, like the random word syllables, but when you hear a really high female voice or a really deep, gravelly, get out, like that.
Yeah.
Or the second last time we were at her house, and it's like swearing left and right and center, and
mm-hmm. yeah. it wasn't in a voice that.
No,
was...
No, it was very menacing, very, very mean. Like it was yeah. just it was pissed off. For whatever reason, I don't know why, we weren't doing anything. It just didn't like us there that day. And that was like when, like it didn't like him.
Yeah.
Didn't like Jonathan at all, him being there. It's like, you don't like John? No. Like, and it was like instant when, as soon as I asked that question, it's like, do you like not like Jonathan here? No. Like, it was just like, all right. Like there wasn't any pause, there wasn't any hesitation. And when we used it at, Princess at Playhouse, and at the end, when I said, okay, we're going to go, we're going to say goodbye, is there anything else you want to say? And it just stopped. Like, it didn't, like, yeah. no more words coming out, nothing. Like, the app didn't shut off or anything. It was still running, and just everything just stopped. Just yeah. silence.
And haven't you used it in places where there's been no reports of any kind of activity,
I've used it at home.
Yeah,
and
there's
just,
nothing.
It just, but like, it just spits out yeah. the crap words, and... But when we go to places like Princess Ave or Bacchus Page or even just residential homes, we try not to use it too much there, but it's definitely different.
Yeah.
Can I ask why we don't use them at residential homes more?
Because I don't want to scare the homeowners.
Okay.
It can make sense. I think also like there's the audio matrixing that goes on too,
mm-hmm.
because it's that random. That yeah. randomness, and again, you're tuned to hear a voice yeah. in the chaos. It's like the whole, remember the whole backmasking in the 1980s when Tipper Gore was saying how Queens, another one, Bites the Dust, was saying it's fun to smoke marijuana, and
yeah,
and other stuff like that.
In Chicago. Well,
spread the blood of the innocent.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's because, again, we're trained to hear voices. And we're trained to hear language, and when there's gibberish, you're still trying to pick up
right.
language out of that. Sense. So you gotta take that Echovox with a grain of salt, because you don't know. Yeah. Is it just your you're picking this up. And again, so that's why we don't like using it with clients, is because they might hear something like...
And they'll hang on to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they have to live there, right?
So it's kind of...
Bathe in the blood of the innocent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just not...
See next later. On the 11 o'clock news.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's because it's not a proven...
Exactly. It's not evidence. It's not hardcore and evidence.
The last thing I want to hear a homeowner is the F-bomb being dropped over and over.
Yeah.
And them thinking it's something else and to this point, like, it's nothing. Like, don't worry about it. And, like, next thing you know, like, we should go and get out of here. Like, things like that. And, like, I think we've used it once or twice with homeowners there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hearing, like, the most demonic things. Like, oh, my God, is that what it's saying? I'm like, okay, shut this off.
Yeah.
And then when we used it at the public for the first time at Bacchus, when your kids were there, oh, my God, like, it freaked them out.
Yeah.
Because it was started saying their names, and it was asking for help, and then his boy started crying, and I was like, holy smokes, okay, let's shut this off. It just got a little too intense.
It was too intense for him.
Yeah. So, like, when it starts getting personal and starts spitting your names out, and especially when he's, how old was Patrick?
He was
then?
10 at the time.
Yeah. So a little too much for him to handle.
Yeah.
And then Parker got a little freaked out by it too, and so so now we just kind of judge when we should use it.
Yeah. So even though we use it in the field, it's by no means evidence.
No. It's a toy.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, and it kind of works. Yeah. Like, we've gotten names.
John,
we've had our names called, and
well, yeah. I mean, we have had our names spoken. No. And, you know,
but we have very common names like Kevin and Mike and John. And,
yeah,
Bryce.
It's
well, yeah. Well, but
it's, way to be ornery.
Well, it's just very like Nicole, and like it's very very Jason, very generic names.
Yeah.
It's not,
and like, for all we know, they could be built into it already.
Like that.
I've heard it say Bryce before, though.
Yeah,
it has. That's numerous times in at Rondo. Like it's.
We've done the whole, you know, how many people in the room are wearing glasses, and you know it's answered.
That's true.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We have done that.
Numbers,
you know,
yeah.
It's, you know, it has answered back the right number. You know,
but I think with any, like, even with EVPs or any technology like that, if you don't get the answer that quick, then you just kind of, like, if you say, how many people are in this room, and like say 10 seconds, and 10, like, no, you can't.
You can't,
like,
yeah.
It has to be on, like, within, like, 2-3 seconds. Like,
yeah.
Almost instantaneous. Like, at the mother-in-law's house, like, you don't want us here? No. Like, it was, like, clear, no, and get out. It's like, oh, all right. And then they, like, you could just feel the energy in the room just changing and getting more kind of hostile and kind of aggressive. And and then footsteps ran across the kitchen and stopped right at the top of the stairs where Mike was standing. It's like, yeah, we should probably stop doing what we're doing and go home.
Yeah.
Like, and that was, like, you could just tell it wasn't right to be in there. And which is weird, because I've been in that house for 26 years, and it was just one of those nights where the energy was just right, or I don't know. It was really bizarre. Like, even my wife is watching at home on Facebook, because we live stream the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my phone's, like, going off and off. She's like, you need to leave. Like, there's something wrong in that house. And I'm like, oh, okay. Then maybe, like I'm just looking, and she's like, ask this. So I ask this, and that pisses it off more. It's like, okay, I'm going to stop asking these questions, because it's getting a little too personal. And then when it's, because I don't know how many people are watching that, like 9 or 10 people, whatever. And you just look at the comments, it's just like, get out, F you, get out, leave, stop. And it's like, okay. And then Lorraine's messaging me, she's like, just stop, just go home, just, you're, whatever you're doing, it's not working. It's like, all right. So if, and that's another thing with the clients, like, as we're using the Echo Box on the live stream, like, there's people freaking out. It's like, oh my God, I can hear get out. Oh my God, it's saying leave. Oh my God, it says I'm going to drink your blood and, like, sacrifice your children or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. So if you have that and you have a homeowner that's terrified and wits, and they hear something like that, and it's the same with the spirit box. It's the same with, like, we've had clients freak out over EVPs.
Yeah.
And you're not even hearing them. Like, and they're like, did you hear anything? Like, no, I haven't heard anything yet. Like,
yeah.
So it's a long story short, it's a short story long. It's a toy. But it's something that we're experimenting with, mm-hmm. because you can't stick with the recorder, the voice, the camera. Just try different things.
Yeah,
and that seems to be working for us. I know there's numerous people that would probably disagree. That's what with
I was
going
to say. Compared to, like, how would you explain? Not explain, but dispute someone who's a hardcore, old school investigator, and you're bringing in these Echo Vox and the, you know, these other. I wouldn't necessarily say the ghost hunting apps or the pictures, because those are obviously not legit.
No, it's.
They're all toys. They're all tools.
It's new things to try and experiment with.
Exactly. It's new things to try. It's
just supplementary evidence more than just like the hardcore. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you're not using it as that hardcore, you can still.
Yeah, if you got something to back it with.
Say, I've got this, and then I've got this, and yeah. with this little.
That's what I was going to say. Is you can't take. Say you're talking about the picture app. You can't take that and say, this is evidence right here of a ghost in this house.
Well, if from my experience over the years, if any group or person puts a picture on Facebook or on a website and says, here's hardcore proof, that person will get ripped up and down, left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And people like me that used to do that, well, I still do it every now and then, but we'll take that picture and I'll flip it and I'll invert it and I'll like try to find the, like, and then you can do the rod or the, is it the data footage on it, like
the EXIF.
Yeah, you can do that. Like, and then you find the person and you message them and it's like, can I get the original of that? If they say no, then it's fake.
Yeah.
If they're not willing to send you that original copy,
yep.
like the raw format, like 4 or 5 megabytes big, I don't care how big it is, send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people say, no. Well, why not? Well, you don't need to. It's proof. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And then they get all...
You weren't there.
Yeah, I was there and you weren't. And well, a good example is the one at Moundsville. Where I...
Yeah.
When I looked at it, I swear to God, I caught a shadow person.
Yeah.
Like, it was a perfect outline. Oh my God, I thought I had the holy grail of pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the group that we were part of at the time, like, oh my God, like, this is it. Like, we finally did it.
Yeah.
After all these years. And I sent it to a third party that, like, specializes in photography, wasn't there, didn't know any of the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I said, help me out here. What is this? And he did that, flipped. I sent him the raw footage and this and that and flipped it. And he's like, was there anybody back there? I'm like, well, yeah, there was. I think there was somebody back there. Well, send me a picture of that guy. So I messaged the guy that was with us, took a full body picture and put them side by side, and it matched up. And it was just the light reflection and just at that one perfect angle that just cast a shadow over his whole body, and he was way at the end of the hall.
Yeah.
So it was like Jason's this big and the picture behind him was this big, and just it was just the perfect condition for
yeah.
it. But yeah, we were bummed. Like, it's still, I still look at that picture every now and then. It's like, that should have been it. I should be like hanging up in Moundsville, like museum with my camera beside it.
Yes. Claiming your $1 million prize from James or Andy.
Exactly. Like, I moved on and it was a bummer. Like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, and I've sent a couple things to that guy and he's more than happy to help.
That's kind of the thrill of the hunt, really, is to find that holy grail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, even though it's totally deflating to absolutely everything to us when it comes back and it's like, no.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, it's not legit. It's, you know, it's whatever. It's, you know, it's deflating, really, but...
Well, I always put investigating to playing golf, because I did both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you have a bad night at investigating, you don't get nothing. Nothing happens. Yeah, you have a crappy round of golf. The next round, you have that it's that close. Like, if you get that one shot that, like, you know, hold it from 100 yards away and it goes in, it's like, oh my God! And then you keep playing. And then you, like, get worse and worse, and then you don't want to play anymore. Investigating, you have 5 that get you nothing, and then that one where something blows in your ear, like it did at Princess Ave.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh my God, that was the best night ever. And then you just keep going. And it's, I always put the two together. It's, you have a, or work or whatever. You have a good day, you have bad days.
Yeah. Good analogy.
And I think, unfortunately, investigating, you have more bad days than good days. But
yeah.
But it's the thrill of the hunt.
I'd say about 99.9% of the investigations that we've been on have yielded nothing. It's that 0.1% that I live and die for.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like the Princess Ave or the Capitol Theater or Moundsville, I had some amazing experiences there. Those are the ones that, you know, if I could do it all the time, I would love to. But yet the, well, I don't know how to say it. You get the ones where it's more of a mundane explanation as to what's going on, or a person who's just looking for help or whatever. This is probably a topic for another day, really, but...
I want to know what you think of technology, because you don't deal with technology.
Yes.
Like, that's because we can talk all day about this stuff.
All this nerd stuff.
And you're sitting there like, what the hell are they talking about? Like, that's... Like, how do you feel with technology? Because I've worked long enough with you to know that you're more traditional of, if we're in, say, like Rolling Hills, for example,
mm-hmm.
where there's rumored child spirits, where you're more comfortable sitting on the floor with a ball and a teddy bear or a doll and just talking,
mm-hmm.
instead of having the bleep beauty and bloopities and the flashy and the fun stuff. You're more kind of old school, kind of hardcore, maybe having one recorder and a camera on you and hoping to see that ball.
Looking for that physical experience.
That would be my ideal situation. And again, I think you touch base on that too, is because there's so many ways of altering it now with apps and everything else, that now, you know, it almost makes me kind of second guess anything. Whereas before, it would be kind of like, okay, well, you know, it's a guy that with the camera that had to go and wait, you know, 2 weeks to get it, you know, film developed and everything else, and see where we're just getting more and more that it's just so easy to throw things in, and that you just almost kind of question if it is actually true or not. Just from the time that we've had that we haven't investigated and coming back, just how much you guys have changed in your technology, it blows me away. It scares me.
Well, that's not even the tip of what's out there.
Right.
Like, I watch it. I've kind of taken a back seat to it because I was like right into a hardcore. Like, but then kids come along and life changes and prices go up. Like, that's all I've seen is that prices go up and up and up. But there's one fella in Texas that makes tons of stuff, but it's really expensive. Mm. But it's.
And I'm sure maybe those things will be top notch, and you never know. Maybe in the future, that might be the one thing that does end up catching the hard evidence or something like that. And, you know, technology does come with the improvement of things. It's just, you worry because there's just so many people out there that just want that, so would, you know, that you, fame. And
would you say that technology is good or bad? Like, good?
It's good and bad. It's yin and yang. It really, you know, it's good on some aspects, and it's bad for me, good for others. How about that?
Sure. I'll take that, I suppose.
I guess one question I kind of want to know is, if you had your ultimate way, would you go back to analog with actual like cassette tapes and videotapes, or would you go with digital?
If there was a quicker way to get the analog onto my computer, I would love to do that. But 90 minutes of a tape is 90 minutes of it uploading to my computer.
Yes.
And then you have to like put it into the mic input, and then in the input into my computer, and then the loss is that it's just too much noise loss. Mm-hmm. But with, like, say that thing, with that recorder there, it can record as natural. Mm-hmm. So, but it takes up so much room. So it'd be like you put a 64 gigabyte card in there, and you can put it at the highest quality, the highest thing, and you get 2 hours, because it's no different than hearing my voice in your ear now.
Okay.
But again, that's a huge file to go through and then to put on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the analog, as I used to do it when I first started, I think I had a high 8 video Sony something big honking camera that I got for free from somebody gave me. And it was like 60 minutes. 60 minutes of that tape going onto my computer. And it just... If there was an easier way to do it, I would love to do analog. But unfortunately, there is not. Mm. So I think we should wrap it up.
All right, yeah, we'll wrap it up there. And thanks for everybody's input. And hopefully look forward to our
next
episode, which will be on psychics and mediums. I know Bryce is pretty excited for that one.
I'm excited for that one.
Make sure if you're watching, if you're listening, head over to facebook.com/captureparanormal or captureparanormal.com. And you can vote on our next topic for what we'll be talking about here on Paranord Talks. And with that, we'll say see you later. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit captureparanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.